Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
I found out I'm getting fired tomorrow, so how do I handle it? People are still leaving stuff on the printer they shouldn't, so that's how she knows she's getting sacked tomorrow, and she's not pleased. And she's imagining all the possible ways she could handle it, including calling in sick. Would they fire her over the phone? Just going in and telling her boss what she thinks of him? Or maybe she should just leave a laundry list of complaints in her exit interview. It's not a job she's been loving lately, you can probably tell. And when she asked me what she should do, I said, look, just get all your personal stuff out of there before Friday and go in there looking fabulous. Put on your best confidence-building outfit. Listen to what they have to say. Ask any questions you have about the S&R agreement, you know, the separation and release for her severance, and then leave as soon as possible. Anything negative she says is just going to be viewed as sour grapes. But if you don't say much and you get out of there as quickly as you can, people will be like, wow, she took that well. And they'll be surprised. Because nobody expects you to take it well, and you don't want to be remembered for making a scene in the office. Believe me, I get that it can be really tempting to totally let loose, especially when you know in advance that it's happening, because that never happens. But A, it never feels as good as you think it's going to, and B, it's just not a good look on anyone. That's why people are always talking about taking the high road. Plus, as soon as somebody says, yeah, you know, we really don't need you here anymore, I can't think of a better response than see ya, because don't we all have better things to do? And if you can manage it, say a thanks for the opportunity. Even if you're bitter and don't even mean it at the time, makes you look magnanimous. And then when people ask, how did so-and-so take getting fired? They'll say things like, actually, with real style. But what if the job you're losing is your dream job? Well, that's double tough. And there's nothing wrong with saying, oh gosh, I am so disappointed. I loved it here, and I'm going to miss this job and everyone so much. And, you know, thank you for having me. That makes you look good. And of course, it makes the people who are letting you go feel bad because they're only human too. And when you part ways like that, you leave them feeling good about you. So much so that if another opportunity arises in the future, you could very well be invited back to the party. You know, before I got a job in radio, I used to work in human resources. So I have seen a lot of people's reactions to getting the sack. It's almost always an emotional time. And I would hope that if and when it happens to you, your company and your colleagues would surround you with some real compassion because it's a difficult moment for everyone to face and it takes time to process. But it's far from the end of the world and it's definitely going to open you up to possibilities that you wouldn't have otherwise considered. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.